Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, visiting three capitals, Moscow, Kyiv, and Brussels, as we mark the 6th month of the war in Europe. The headlines tell the story. Ukraine latest, Bloomberg. Crimea drone, U.S. sanctions warning to Turkey. Subhead, Putin's war in Ukraine at a standstill, according to Western officials. Germany, U.S. note courage of jailed Russia critic Navalny. White House says Zelensky should join G20 if Putin attends. This attaches to a provocative item these last days, saying that Vladimir Putin and his colleague Xi Jinping will attend the G20 meeting. We look forward to that and that fairy tale. We also have these headlines. Ukraine launches fresh attack on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Crimea. Russia steps up campaign to seize key Ukraine city as war nears 6 month mark. Ukraine soldiers have rockets and drones, but are running low in boots and T-shirts. And this from Admiral Stavridis, writing in Newsweek, Russia pushing world to edge of nuclear disaster in Ukraine. Professor, a very good evening to you. We go to Moscow. Moscow says the war is a consequence of being attacked by NATO, that Russia is fighting for its survival. This is an existential conflict. Russia also says that Ukraine in the hands of the aggressor, NATO, means that you're 300 kilometers or 300 miles from Moscow, and that is not permitted. The Russian point of view, the Moscow point of view this week, how goes it, Professor? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, Moscow is in a difficult position because from a military point of view, victory is becoming ever more elusive. And as we will see, the way in which they might terminate the war, or that they might attempt to terminate the war by taking the gloves off, as we say, by people are talking about, you know, going nuclear and so forth, that actually would result in a very adverse outcome for them. But perhaps we should just start by noting how is this being interpreted by Western academics, journalists, editorial writers, pundits, and so forth. This is the biggest real-life test we've had since 1945 of the political theory that says nations act because of their national interests. Now, of course, that's a little bit circular, but never mind that. They act because of their national interests, and in a sense, they are compelled. Their interests and their actions are forced on them by geography and factor endowments and so forth. This school became very popular during the Cold War, although it had its origins, well, either with Thucydides or with Machiavelli or with Hobbes or with Reinhold Niebuhr, but it discounts the idea that personal decisions, personal interests, political differences between political systems and so forth can make the difference. Therefore, Moscow, we're now hearing that Moscow is somehow in a desperate situation. Well, of course they're in a desperate situation. They started the war in 2014 for what seemed to be political reasons. And in that case, they secured Crimea and they secured some territory, but they did not achieve their full ends. In 2022, not least because there had been no reaction to 2014, they acted again. Now, is this because of geopolitical imperatives that compel Russia to protect herself from Slovakia and Ukraine and other possible jumping off points for an invasion of Russia. I don't believe that. I don't think there is what we would call a geopolitical basis for this. Russia's expansion, what Russia talks about, the eastern expansion of NATO as being the justification, not that any of those NATO countries are really a threat to Russia, they're just scared of Russia. That begins in 2008, and that is in turn as a result of the war in Georgia. Why Russia decided that they had to go after Georgia, I don't know. If you look at a map, it's clear that Georgia is even less of a springboard for an invasion of Russia than is Ukraine. The problem was that there had been something called the Rose Revolution, in which Mr. Shevardnadze was forced out. And then in 2014 in Ukraine, there was the Maidan Revolution, which Viktor Yanukovych, who was an elected president of Ukraine, was forced out. And I should point out here that Yanukovych was a criminal. He controlled himself the entire Ukrainian arms industry, which was pretty good, but it was lucrative. And the fact that Ukraine was so unprepared for the invasion had a lot to do with the fact that Yanukovych was unwilling to plan for such an eventuality as a Russian invasion, because that his arms conglomerate would not have been able to make a lot of money off of it. So Russia now is thinking of, I think, if you think of Putin was 37 years old in 1989 when this extraordinary domino collapse of the Soviet Empire took place by so-called color revolution. That is, just all the people come out and they say, enough already, we don't like this system, we want a different system. They don't say, we don't like this country, we want another country. They don't say, the country is in danger, as the French would say, and they were correct when they said that, because all the other countries in Europe were going in there to squash the French Revolution. They say that because they don't like the domestic politics within their country. And I think that the way that Putin looks at this, he actually feels very, very threatened, because if ever there was a country that was in a position where large numbers of people were irritated about corruption, about a government that didn't function, that didn't deliver, lack of economic opportunity, oligarchical politics, theft of state property, and so forth. That is Russia today. So we are dealing in Russia, and Mr. Putin is dealing not with some sort of grand geopolitical imperative, such as you would hear discussed at the Graduate School of International Relations, but with a fear that Mr. Putin has that if the wrong crowd gathers in the wrong place and starts running the wrong way and gathering strength, all of a sudden there are going to be a million Russians around the Kremlin saying Putin out. And we hear through the unreliable grapevine that a number of very high-level Russians have made contact with the West, that is, with the Western secret services, and said, look, we don't like this war. We don't want you to shoot us as war criminals. We'll do what we can, but please understand that we're against it. So some people say that Putin is paranoid. I think that he is psychologically. He's not the sort of person to think his way out of this situation. On the other hand, he does face a situation that is impossible, if which it's nearly impossible for him to emerge, both successful and with his power intact.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations, commenting on the Moscow point of view. Now we move to the other contestant in the immediate battle space, Ukraine, Kyiv. Keefe's point of view. Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.